Veil, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, is the Latin imperative for be well and be strong. Diction means speech. Put them together and you've got a valedictorian, the person with the highest grades in a high school class who gives a speech urging classmates to be well and strong. Strength comes in handy, too, as would-be valedictorians fight legal battles. It's a fairly recent trend, in the reported cases at least, where students argue that they have a right to become valedictorian of their high school class. Chalk it up to our litigious society and the increasingly higher standards for college admission, I suppose. The cases vary a lot in their facts, and the legal underpinnings differ, but there's a handful of valedictorian cases out there. The students sue mostly on constitutional grounds, through a parent. They argue that they were denied constitutional due process, for example, when something changed to change their promised or projected status. A key case comes out of New Jersey. There, a high school senior sued for her right to be named class valedictorian. She'd been schooled at home by tutors for some classes because of an unnamed disability that caused her to tire easily. Her report card by senior year contained mostly A pluses, giving her the highest grade point average in her high school class, even though the home tutors had given her some of those grades. The school board announced that there would be two valedictorians that year, one who took regular classes exclusively and the girl who took some of her classes at home. But the court found that a new co-valedictorian's policy wasn't fair and wasn't legal. The girl eventually won a temporary restraining order against the school, one that allowed her to be named the only valedictorian. It would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act, the court wrote, if the school created a co-valedictorianship under those circumstances. The effect would be to punish the girl for her disability, and that's wrong. The case had some later unexpected twists, but the bottom line was that the student didn't have to share the valedictorian honors with anyone. A would-be valedictorian also sued when a school district changed the class schedule, preventing her from taking courses that would have given her more GPA points. Another sued a school district for weighting certain courses more heavily and encouraging non-credit courses. And courts mostly sound like they don't want to be deciding valedictorian cases. Looking back on it at my high school, a lawsuit stemming from the graduation ceremony was possible too, but it didn't involve valedictorian status. Instead, I was asked to deliver the prayerful benediction at graduation, and I remember distinctly my teenage plea asking God to watch over us. Yep, I unwittingly, and with what I suppose was official school permission, likely violated the Constitution's prohibition against establishment of religion. But there's got to be some sort of statute of limitations on that potential lawsuit. Thank goodness. I'm Amy Guida.